Hey everyone, my name is Mike Connors. I'm an assistant news editor for the Massachusetts Daily Collegian, the only student-run print and online newspaper here on the UMass campus serving the community since 1890. And this is the official podcast for the news section of the Collegian called the Collegian News Hour. It's the last podcast of the year, and I'm sad about it, but we're going to make it fun. So we're recording today's episode on Monday, April 29th, but this, like every installment of our podcast, will be released at 8 o'clock every Tuesday morning on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. So here in the studio with me to recap the stories they've covered in the past week for the final time of the year.
I'm Chris McLaughlin.
I'm Catherine Esten.
I'm Marina Kostake.
I'm Alvin Bynza.
I'm Cassie McGrath.
I'm Will Malice.
And I'm Abby Charpentier.
So we're doing the podcast a little differently today. Instead of going through some of the news stories in the past week, I paired each of us up. There are eight of us here. So that means there are four pairings. And we're each going to talk about an article from the other person that we enjoyed a lot from this past year. I thought it was a fun way to, you know, wrap up the podcast. So to start, Irina and Cassie, I don't know which one of you wants to go first.
I'll start. Yeah, so Irina did an article earlier this semester about the Adopted Student Advisory Panel here at UMass. I loved this piece because I think some of the best stories that we do are about the RSUs and the people involved in them. Like, there are a lot of cool people here at UMass, and covering their events allows us to enter into their world for an hour or so. And the article talked about the mentor program that the club does. So they match college students with younger kids that are also adopted, and they had fun stuff going on like cookie decorating and crafts. And they shared their personal stories about being adopted. So I thought that was a really cool story, and I thought she did a really good job with it.
Nice. Cool. And Irina?
Yes, I really like an article that Cassie wrote pretty recently. It was for Earth Day. So it was titled UMass Hosts Annual Earth Day Festival. And so it was a lot of fun reading it because you could just tell that she had fun writing it. And there's a lot I learned from it because, like, there were so many groups that attended that I didn't even know existed, like the Forestry Club. There's a club called the Fernando Club, and they're focused on conservation of insects, so that was really interesting to read about. And it was just really fun to read, and I could tell that, like, she put a lot of work into it. She was, you know, not just surface level. She actually talked to, like, all the groups that were there, and I just felt immersed in what the article was and what was going on, even though I hadn't gone there. I felt like I was there, so,
nice. Yeah. Cool. We're going by this a little quicker than I thought it was. But let's move on to me and Chris. I'll go first. So this is a story from September. The headline is Human-Sized Squirrel is UMass Social Media Hit. Yeah, so I remember reading this at first, and I was like, what the hell is this kid, like, writing about? And that's, like, the scariest photo I've ever seen. It's, like, really bad radio, but, like, just go look it up. You have, like, the most ominous-looking photo of Jeff, it was, like, a chipmunk, right?
Yeah, there's, like, a mannequin in a squirrel suit.
This is wild. Okay. I want to know, like, how this, like, originally came up, because that's, like, one thing I was thinking about.
So I live in that area of campus, so I saw it pop up a lot, like, on people's social media feeds, and just walking by, I saw it. So automatically, I was curious. And then I got a tip-off from a friend who knew someone who might be involved with all of those shenanigans. So I, like, talked to her, and, like, through her, I was able to talk to the guys who had done it. And I talked to them. It was just the most ridiculous story, but literally everyone wanted to know what's up with the squirrel suit thing. So I went and investigated.
Yeah, so it's a big squirrel suit. They named it Jeff. It was just, like, peering out the window.
Yeah, ominous red lights all around the windowsill.
Is it still there?
It is, but I don't think, like, they've switched it up. Sometimes the squirrel suit's not on, and it's just the mannequin now in the window.
That's a little terrifying.
It is still terrifying.
Yeah, but I like the story. I thought it was a good example of how you can take, like you can create, like, an informative and, like, well-written piece about something that people, like, just walk by and may, like, think to themselves very, like, passingly, just like, oh, what the hell is that, like, in the window? But good investigative journalism by you, by trying to find out, like, who was, you know, the perpetrator of this.
It's like a beautiful mind, like.
Basically, yeah. Also, when I was reading the article, there's basically, like, a one in a million chance that frequent commenter Amy would give anybody, like, a high review. And she said, "It's a chipmunk. At least this is actually a pleasant article. Daily Collegian should do more articles like this," which is awesome.
I know.
So good for you, Chris.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Really appreciate it. For my article that I really liked that Mike wrote recently, well, actually, this was back in November, But it was this cool Adobe Spark piece called First Marijuana Dispensary in Amherst Eyes Recreational Sales. And that's when Mike went down to Rise Amherst, which is a medical marijuana facility, with our former photo editor, Caroline O'Connor. And it was a really cool piece because it was just like really informative. It really gave like an inside look because this was right after the two first recreational stores had opened in, I believe, Northampton and Leicester. And so Mike went there and it was really like just interesting to see like what's involved in like these facilities and all like the things related to them, all the consequences of opening a facility like this and what it means, especially in a college town. So I thought that was a really cool piece. And it reads well, it looks great, especially with the photos that Caroline took. So I just think it's a great piece and I felt like sharing it.
Cool. Well, thanks. Very nice of you to say. Let's move on to the next one, Alvin and Will. Will, do you want to go first?
Sure.
All right, go for it.
So there was plenty of articles to choose from, Alvin, but the one I picked was this article came out on September 27th. It was the protest that was in response to the first two racial incidents that happened. The first being when UMass employee was reported through the anonymous tip line at the police station, and then the second one was the incident at Melville. And you covered the protests that followed. It was the, I don't know if there was like an official name for it, but I thought the article was just in general, like just really good reporting. I mean, it was really interesting to read. And I think also related to this article is like, you've always joked on the podcast that, you know, you're like the protest reporter, but, I kind of feel like you've really like this year, you've really done a great job covering protests and you've always stepped up and said, like, instead of just like, I'm just going to write an article, you take pictures, you do social, you bring up ideas for video. And I feel like you've done like a really great job at comprehensive coverage, especially of like in general, but also of like protests and stuff like this.
Thank you. That was like, that was such a sweet thing. That was like, that was really sweet of him.
This is all such wholesome.
This
content.
Is like, this is the most wholesome vibes thing. All right. The article I chose from Will is something that actually Will and me went together on. It was Doesn't Celebrate Ash Wednesday at the Newman Center. And I had kind of like the privilege and the honor of going with Will to an event that I did, first of all, didn't even know about. And second of all, that I was able to kind of really see Will in this really great journalistic light and like how he is as a reporter, how he conducts information, how he's able to really sit down and talk to people. And it was like a really fantastic moment. I remember this, there's this part to the event where we're in the church and, you know, I was just getting people's names and, you know, counting how many people were there, you know, getting rough estimates and, you know, kind of writing down descriptions of the church. And I kind of looked to my side and I saw Will and he was conducting interviews with several people. He was, you know, collecting audio. He was kind of gathering on this really gritty information that I had like completely missed, completely, you know, that just completely blindsided me. And I was really grateful at the fact that I had a reporter there that not only was part of this community, but also another reporter that I think was just a lot better at gathering information on the spot than me. And it really taught me that, you know, you have to be, you know, with certain types of communities, you really have to be very thorough and you have to have a good amount of background research. And that's something that Will did brilliantly. So I liked this article because it was a learning lesson for me, because I was able to learn from a colleague that was much better at, you know, reporting on this than I was. And I say it was an honor and it was a privilege because it was almost as if it was that like that scene in you ever see the movie Training Day, Will?
I have not.
Okay. So go watch the movie Training Day. It was kind of like you were Denzel Washington and I was a little white boy. And it was just, it was like you were the black man and I was the white man.
A little bit of a role reversal.
Yeah. it was almost like you were so expertised and like you just knew completely what you were doing and you were just kind of taking the wheel on it. And I was just along for the ride and it was a good ride. I liked it. Great job, Will, man. Like, you really helped me out on this article.
Thanks, Alvin. I really appreciate that.
All right. Man, tearjerkers in here. But let's go to the last pairing, Catherine and Abby.
Yeah, so I had our captain, my captain, Abby Charpentier, our
loyal news editor.
Catherine's standing on the desk right now.
Yes. Had to stand up, almost knocked over all the mics. But going through a lot of Abby's articles today, she writes a lot of really great features. And that's something that I know I struggle with, trying like keep this story going over a long period of time. And whenever I had the privilege to be on desk and get those in, they'd usually be the longest article of the night, but I'd enjoy it so much because I think when we focus a lot on breaking news, sometimes these great things going on campus can kind of slip through. So I actually picked one from, it's October 17th, and it was UMass students sharing their vlogging experiences. And that's one of those things I would have never even thought to report on. But seeing people's feedback, there was a spark with it as well, so there are a lot of great photos. And I think it's great to see when she features people on campus, you know, that are members of our community, and they do all of these really great things. And UMass students in general are always doing really great things, just like everyone in this room does at the Collegian. And I think it's nice to give them a bit of a spotlight, and I think Abby's always on call ready to do that.
Thank you. Okay, for Catherine, I had a hard time because she writes a lot of good articles, so I cheated a little bit. I just chose her coverage of the town council. She kind of made it her own beat in the fall semester. And she just put so much time and energy into conducting interviews with each of the candidates and then covering their first meeting and when they were sworn in. And she did a bunch of other articles kind of about the town council. And I just really enjoyed every single article that she wrote about them. You know, I think covering local politics is really important. Yeah. And it, especially for a college newspaper, we may not always think about it. So I think it's really nice that we kind of started that. Well, Catherine kind of started that. And I think she just set the bar really high for covering local politics and just Amherst in general.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was great, everybody. Well, I don't know if, Alvin, you have something to say. This is the last podcast. You're a graduating senior. I have parting words, but let's hear it.
I just want to say that you all are a fantastic group. I've definitely learned a lot from you guys. You know, this is just... It was great working in news. I love news, you know. I love news because it connects me with people. I am able to learn a lot from different communities and different people in the world. And I think that I've learned so much as just a thinker, as somebody who engages with other people. I've learned so much from being able to be a news writer, to take a step back and just to listen. It's put me in places that I would have never thought to go before, but I love this little group. This is why I always like to do things with you guys on the weekends, because you guys are my friends, you are my colleagues, you are my teachers, and, you know, I hope when I'm off in the world that I can keep in touch with you guys. I will, because I'll make a separate group chat, and yeah, and I'll continue to ask you guys questions at 3 a.m. in the morning. Yeah.
Always the best questions at 4 a.m. but yeah, I don't know. I joined the Collegian last year, so I was like kind of late in the game. But I just want to thank all of you for like letting me come in here and just like become a part of this family that we have on the news team. And just like thanks for being here and like sticking with me as we try to navigate this whole podcast thing. I've certainly learned a lot from all of you. And I hope that, you know, you could say the same about this experience. Maybe you picked up some new skills that you didn't have before. But it's just been such a, like, a rewarding experience. And it's something that I'll cherish forever. So, yeah.
I have something to say. Sure. I just want to thank you, Mike, for coming and just making this podcast so much better than it was last year. I remember we used to record this in the DML in the library. And we would all squeeze into one of the rooms. And we'd had one microphone. And then I would try to edit it on GarageBand, and it was not the best quality. So just, I appreciate you coming in and just taking this podcast to a whole nother level and just making it so much better. So
thanks.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, guys. And so I think that's all the time that we have for the last time this year. It was great having everybody listen, and tune in next year, because if this doesn't happen next year, I'm coming for your heads. No, I'm kidding. But once again, I'm Mike Connors.
I'm Chris McLaughlin.
I'm Catherine Esten.
I'm Marina Kostakis.
I'm Alvin Baenza.
I'm Will Malice.
And I'm Abby Charpentier.
And this has been the Collegian News Hour. So the theme music for this podcast was created by Joaquim Carude and promoted by Audio Library. I also want to shout out WMUA for letting us use the studio for the past year. I'm a member of WMUA and I have a show, but like it's just such a great place to do this podcast. Make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if that's going to stick around, but might as well do it anyways. Definitely follow us on SoundCloud. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next year.